But before we do that, let's go to the OK Tires Hotline. Bring in Brian Mackin, UAB Athletic Director. Brian, good morning to you, man. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
I appreciate you joining us this morning. Just reading a little bit back on your bio, I see you got, five youngins at home? I'm having my first one in October, so I can't imagine what it's like having five of them running around the house.
Well, we've got our last one is going away to college, and it will be a new day for us. We're looking forward to it.
Well, I'm sure you feel like you've spent half your life being a dad.
I have. It's been a great experience. We've got them all, two of them out, two of them still in, and another one going in. So we'll have three in. I don't know how I'm going to pay for it, but we'll get by.
Absolutely. Visiting with Brian Mackin, UAB's athletic director. Brian, you assumed the job in February of 07, and since then you've done a great job in building a brand at UAB. Let me just ask you, how hard is it to get investment in athletics?
Well, I think it boils down to, as you know, the alumni base and your community are really the lifeline of any athletic department. And we try to concentrate on bringing people back. Athletics has that way. Athletics can bring people back to campus. They're proud of your athletic department. They want to help it. And that's the kind of support you need to keep a sustainable, successful program. And, we've got two in this state that have done an unbelievable job with Alabama and Auburn. And they have such a great following, great history. And as a young program, our athletic department started in 78. So we're very young. So our old alums that came through with athletics are me. I got there the second year we started athletics and played baseball for 4 years. So you're looking at, early 50s, alums that, we don't have that second generation yet. So that's what it takes.
Brian, I know you're the athletics director, so you got to wear many hats. But I kind of wanted to focus on football this morning as we get closer to kickoff. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you mentioned is drawing support and having people come back, and it is one of those cornerstones of unity for your alumni. Do you think that the playing field is fair? For the non-Power 5 conferences to be able to develop that support in a winning program?
Oh, I definitely think that they can. They have to be realistic on the expectations of what that program needs to look like. I don't think you could go down to the five non-Power conference schools and say, okay, I want to be competing on the same level as Ohio State and Michigan. I think you have to be realistic. I think you have to really educate your supporters that the haves and have nots, the gap is getting wider. And as this legislation continues to change, we're going to have an even wider gap between those five super conferences and the five that are not. So it's the gap is definitely widening, and that's the challenge for all of us.
And that challenge, I want to ask you several ways that maybe the challenge can be overcome. But I guess I look at it and I think, the purpose of athletics, especially in college, was supposed to be for the student athlete. I'm a former student athlete, and I feel like at the football level, as you mentioned, that the gap between the haves and the have-nots gets wider. It's not fair for the non five power conference teams, at least in football, to be held to the same standard. Because unfortunately, if UAB goes undefeated for 6 years in a row, I don't think they'll get a fair shake in being able to compete for a championship. Which, as a former athlete, that's the end goal in this whole thing.
Yeah, the college football playoff. System, the new system that's going to be really enacted this year, is going to give the five conferences that are not in that power conference level a slot to compete in that arena with all the rest of them. And so you've got those five conferences. There's going to be only one team The best of those five gets one of the slots to compete for, in the college playoff. It will mean substantial revenue for that team in that conference. Other than that, we've got probably close to $800,000 to $1 million per year per school in those lower five conferences that will benefit from the college playoff system. So there will be revenue coming back. Is it going to be on that level of the top five? No. But we do see some increases coming, and we see that as a very positive step.
Brian Mackin, athletic director for UAB. Brian, what's your thoughts on being able to capitalize and playing spring football? June Jones came out and mentioned that earlier this week. I think it's a great move. Do you think that would be something that would ever come down the road?
Personally, I do not. I think football is should be played in the fall. That's just my personal opinion. I've been around June. He was in our conference at one time. I think, you know, those ideas are out there, but I think to me, and I think the fans, they think of college football is in the fall. So no, I disagree with Gene.
Even if it meant financially, do you not think you can capitalize on TV markets being the only gig in town as far as football in the spring?
I don't know. Tradition is hard to beat. I think you're separating yourself even more. I think there's a playing field in the fall that all of us, like I said before, expectations are set to your alumni donors that I think we can all be playing in the fall happy and prosper.
Brian, do you think that it's fair for UAB to try to compete, especially in our state, with Auburn and Alabama on Saturdays? I mean, is that something that you could capitalize on not having to compete with those and draw more people and generate revenue in the spring?
Well, I speak for not only UAB, but we have two other Division I programs, South Alabama and Troy. And I have not talked to those ADs, but again, I still come back to the tradition of college football, and it's hard to beat a Saturday in the fall. Now, changes could happen down the road, and certainly with all this new governance structure that's about to happen, I think there'll be a lot of conversation, but I think that'll be years down the road.
Brian Mackin, athletic director at UAB. Brian, you hire a new head coach for football this year. Give us kind of the expectations for the Blazers this year.
Well, we've got a great coach that has tremendous Alabama ties in Bill Clark. You know, Bill grew up in this state. He went to Jacksonville State. He was extremely successful in high school at Prattville, building that up to superpower. That I think they were number two in the nation when he left. He then left and went to start the program with Joey Jones down at South Alabama. Was his defensive coordinator and assistant head coach, and then got the head coaching job at Jacksonville State last year and took them deeper into the playoffs than they'd been in a long time. And so when we hired Bill, we had expectations for him that he would recruit in Alabama. He would be known in this state. He's successful. He's been a winner. Everywhere he's gone, he's been a winner. I've got great expectations for him. The kids, he's brought in Zach Woodson. Zach played football for us at UAB, played with the Packers and the Ravens, and was the assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Packers for the last 3 years. Brought him in to take control of that. And that's really where, as you know, you're a former student athlete, that's where you make the difference. And it's mentally and physically. Zach has come in and just changed the culture of our football team in a positive way. And you have to start there first, in my opinion. Everything else takes care of itself, you know, making sure they go to class, doing the right things every single day. But he's got the discipline and the kids that bought into his system. And that's a tremendous amount to it. You know, you have to have buy-in from your kids. And I think he's done that over the short period of time.
Brian Mackin, athletic director, UAB. Brian, appreciate your time this morning, man.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.